The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Yo, this is your host, Mark Torres, speaking with me in the studio, having a grand old time for some reason I don't understand.
It's
the
sound
God went. And sitting across from him, and next to me, is Charlie Saladino.
Hello, Fonsecas.
And once again, Herman has been reaccosted by the...
Yeah.
What's the story this time? Because the president...
He's a flake. He's a big... Flake.
No, we he's can't say that. Herman,
no, it's a related
he's
thing.
He's a Herman Flake Gertia.
Yeah. No.
It's, he had dandruff and he couldn't show
He went from the clean underwear to being a cat to buy the Obama Secret Service to now having dandruff. That's
we'll
wrong.
We'll start from the head and work down. Dandruff.
So, yes, Herman Sinertia. Maybe he got captured by somebody at the...
No, it's nothing elaborate this time. He's not on Pandora. He's not in the cornfields being chased by the Basically Rollers or whatever. He is just flaking.
I would have opted for the Basically Rollers.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather that than be a flake also.
Yeah.
So, yes, the great empty chair that is Herman is sitting there. So if anybody's having any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com. Listen to us on live audio streaming. Also on the GBB website, you can see us on the webcam.
Take a sip of water.
Planted lips.
Yes, the webcam. And you just click on the view webcam. It has the password and information on there. You can actually see us in 10-second intervals saying hi.
Sort of. Hi.
Actually, I'm probably waving in between flashes.
Yeah,
so they didn't even see that.
So then you look like you're just disinterested.
Just standing there looking. Yeah. Looking
what a jerk.
I can see you.
The guy's a jerk.
Like,
I'm not listening to the show anymore.
Messing up words, calling it the weed can.
And why is he dressed like Nanook of the North? What's going on in there?
Yeah, that's news. It's cold outside. That's news.
It's October. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, so much. Anyway.
Shia.
So the phone number here is area code 61-888-8811. So last week we had a big show with the Wizard guys, and I didn't get to do any of the news that I had, and now I have so much news, so that's what I'm going to be doing for a while. First bit of news, as you can see on the webcam, I'm holding up a prize on a stick. It is a T-shirt, courtesy of the New York Comic Con guys. It is large, I believe.
Barbecue sauce.
Large, yes, it's large. And it also comes with two posters, which are in between, for the New York Comic Con, which is this week, and the New York Anime Festival, NYAF, is this week. So once again, we're going to
They're both at the Javits, right?
At the Javits.
Same weekend?
If you buy tickets for one, you get to go to the other one for free.
Nice. Yeah, tickets are a little steep.
Well, yeah, but, hey, two for the price of one.
They're very good to us, so I can't mock them, but the tickets are a bit steep.
But I'll do it anyway. Yeah.
That's not a mock. That's a statement of fact.
Yes. So anyway, prize on a stick is right here in front of our web camera. There you go. We're going to once again do our simplest contest on the world. First caller gets it. Hooray.
Yay, first caller.
Yeah,
gets a shirt.
They don't get no tickets. They get a shirt. Tickets are done.
Oh, that's right.
Tickets. Don't be giving away
false
stuff.
Advertising. Well, the shirt's like a ticket.
Yeah. In there and see if you can get there with the shirt.
It's like
see
a
what
ticket.
Happens.
It's kind of like a ticket, except it doesn't
You can't
do
get in.
But it's comforting.
Okay.
It's flexible.
That's
it does more than a ticket. It protects you from the elements.
And what about the posters?
The posters can also protect you from the elements, depending on how you hold them when the wind is blowing.
Oh, when it rains.
Yeah, just hold it up. Yeah, you can do anything. You can make one of those like tricorns out of it.
All right, whatever you guys are taking, you didn't share with me. I just want you to know that, okay? And I'm pretty upset about it because I'm just standing here listening to this, and it's like lost control of everything.
It's a late night Burger King tender crisp sandwich.
Right, Tom, do you feel left out? I feel left out. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I've seen people make hats out of posters. You could do it. It can be done.
Okay.
It doesn't have to just be a poster.
All right. So yes, that's for you guys out there. So you can give us a call for that. Now, 2 weeks before that, we had Bria Tai.
Yes.
She was the official photographer for the New York Comic Con guy.
She is the official. She was.
She's going to be there. The pirate.
I didn't bring a tie.
The pirate with the camera. So she'll be there this weekend, which is New York Comic Con.
She said she's going to be the pirate. I believe.
No.
She has to be a little more distinctive so that we can.
Yes, exactly. They said she can't be the pirate.
They're not allowing her to be the pirate.
They're not allowing her to be the pirate.
She has
and
to go
rightfully
around
so, because she has to go around official because she has to take pictures of the celebrities, and they feel, and rightfully so, that if she's in a pirate outfit,
that works. That's kind of a letdown, but
so
it works.
Look for a pirate who's no longer dressed as a pirate,
right?
And that would be her,
exactly. And Bob's your uncle.
she actually had some news that she wanted to share, but I didn't get a chance for that either. So this is from the desk of Bria Tai. For the first time ever, a documentary of all the Psycho sequels with Anthony Perkins. It includes a never-before-seen footage of him in a question-and-answer segment. You have to go to www.thepsycholegacy.com. It's going to be released on a DVD on October 19th, and it'll be available on pre-order Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, and deep discounts. So, you know, if you're a big Psycho fan and you're a big Anthony Perkins fan, never-before-seen interviews with him, right there for you.
Pretty awesome.
So that's that.
Cool.
And let's see. Now for the desk of
Mark Torres.
Yes. Oh, boy. Let's just start
What's
off.
In the news? What's going on? Anything relevant?
Yeah,
What happened today?
Do you have any news, Mark?
I have stuff that happened today, but that's the sad news.
All right, what happened last week?
Okay.
We didn't do any news last week.
Here they go again.
Last week news. Warner Bros. Television is developing a modern-day reboot of Wonder Woman with writer and producer David E. Kelly behind the wheel. So Wonder Woman's finally...
It's not Joss Whedon.
No, he's out. It's a television show, and it's...
It's going to be animated?
Then, Mark, I do believe I will watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
I will watch it.
Give it a chance.
I have the three seasons on tape.
Of the original?
Of the original.
And that's it? You're done?
I'm done.
Linda Carter's going to be hard to top.
She is iconic.
Yes. Except for the holiday special she did where she was singing Cool and the Gang songs, which I remember when I was a kid. And that was finest hour. But the shows were darn good. I remember those. And that song. You can't beat the theme song. We're not going to get a theme song like that.
No.
Just
the
bass thing.
But they tried this already. They tried it with the Bionic Woman.
Yes.
And Jake 2.0, which was supposed to be the Bionic Man.
Yes. Which Lee Majors actually showed up on one episode.
Really?
Hey, they tried it with the monkeys.
Yes.
Yes, the new monkeys.
People did say they monkeyed around. But it usually doesn't work. I mean, Wonder Woman's way, she's more profile, high profile than the Bionic Woman.
Right.
Not to discriminate between women. But she is more iconic, so that might work for a little while, but I doubt it's going to... Although Smallville's in its, 200th season?
Yeah,
so.
But this is finally the official final season.
Really?
They said they're done, yeah, and it's going to be something.
Oh, Lois and Clark. Yeah, but Lois and Clark was 5 years, wasn't it? Did it go...
Did it make 5 years?
I don't even know if it made... I know it had a solid 2 seasons, and they replaced Jimmy Olsen the second season, so it definitely had 2 seasons. I think it was towards the third or fourth it was starting to drop off.
If it made it into syndication, it had to have been 4 years, and I don't think it made it into syndication.
Really? Because it doesn't... Yeah,
I don't remember seeing it anywhere.
Someone's got to look that up.
Yes. Someone. No follow-up questions. Didn't we learn that already? All right.
I'm sorry. That wasn't me. That was Tom.
the floating blue-headed knowledge.
Yeah.
Not allowed to have follow-up questions. Speaking of DC Comics.
Mr. Segway.
DC Comics.
Bob Harris has been named Editor-in-Chief VP of DC Comics. Bob Harris will oversee editorial for DC Comics, DC Universe, Mad Magazine, Vertigo, and will be based in New York City.
Yeah, they're not leaving.
Harris becomes the company's first Editor-in-Chief in nearly 10 years since the position was held by Jeanette Kahn, from 1981 to 2002.
Wow.
Before joining DC Comics, Bob Harris was the Editor-in-Chief at Marvel Comics from 1995 to 2000.
So that's, he kind of knows his job.
Well, that's,
he kind of knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but it's the competitor.
Oh,
well,
yeah, it's incestuous, but what do you want? What are you going to do? it's the Hatfield and McCoys, you know, having a barbecue together. So what are you going to do? What can you do?
It's just, you know, that's something.
Okay.
Speaking of what are you going to do?
Mr. Segway.
What are you going to do?
Blockbuster, Inc. filed for Chapter 11. Yes, in protection last week, reeling from mounting losses, rising debt, and competitors that have been catered to Americans' changing media habits.
It came from the radio, does not condone Schadenfreude from our esteemed host, Mark Torres.
The bankruptcy will wipe out Blockbuster's stock, which was delisted from the New York Stock Exchange 2 months ago because it was nearly worthless. Blockbuster says it plans to keep its 3,300 U.S. stores open while it reevaluates the whole situation, and the internet mail and kiosk businesses will continue to operate.
Right.
So what are they going to do?
That's the only thing they have for competition with Redbox and Netflix, which is awesome.
Okay. Theoretical question.
Yes.
If if you go to Blockbuster a couple of days, like say 2 days or a day before they close, and you rent something, could you keep it?
Probably.
Actually, I have the answer to that because, as some people know, I used to work at Blockbuster, and I've been at stores that's closed down. So
enlighten us then.
What they do is that they still have the return slot open to return the stuff, even though we no longer rent items, but the store is still open for at least a couple more weeks while they get rid of everything, all the inventory and stock. So we still are taking stuff in there.
Do they go after? Well, I guess they got your credit card. So
yeah, they have
just
your credit card. Yeah.
Bill you.
Wow.
Yeah. See, what are you going to do?
I rented a VHS copy of The Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm. Dark Crystal.
Around the end of my junior year of high school. And I found it the other day in my closet. I think I didn't take it back when I was supposed to. I think the store was closed down by Blockbuster, so they never nothing ever came of that. I got a free videotape.
Except
which
now
is
they're going to come after you.
It's a big paperweight right now. It was mom and pop. It's not Blockbuster, so they can't. Okay. They don't even know who
now
they
are. Now we know why they're out of business.
I don't even know mom and pop who. Mom and pop Jones, mom and pop Johnson. I have no idea who they were.
Well, at least you got a lot of use out of it.
I did. It's a paperweight now because I don't even have a VCR. But
wow.
It's a badge of honor. It's a trophy.
Okay.
It's like my library book I rented when I was 10.
Did you sign it?
I did the same thing. I moved like in 1997, and there it was, American Imperialism. There you go.
Did you sign it, Charlie Saladino, on it?
No.
Sign the books?
No.
No. Don't sign them.
No.
Remember, he was at the street corner signing anybody's books.
That's no, other people's. He knows who he is.
Not his own books.
I wouldn't sign my own book.
That's just narcissistic.
What am I going to say? Hey, look at this, guys. I got an autographed book by me. Wow,
Charlie's book and my VHS, and also this other book I rented, I borrowed from my high school library the next year and then graduated and never gave back. Those are badges of honor.
Yes.
That's how we stuck it to the man.
Oh, yes. Tom has a badge of honor. Badge of honor.
Oh, well, just very simple. The day after the Berlin Wall came down, the library in West Berlin all of a sudden got a little old guy walking in with a library book that he took out the day before it went up. He said he ran all the way over there the moment the wall came down because he said he figured he wouldn't be fined for having an overdue library book as long as the wall was up. But he couldn't justify keeping it out 1 minute longer the wall was down.
I bet you they stuck him anyway.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They just patted his hand, thanked him for his honesty. And,
I can just see that.
And they put it in library circles as one of the longest outstanding overdue books ever returned.
Wow. I don't feel bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah. See, we win now.
Hooray.
We don't want that to, but that story kind of kills ours.
I get, yeah. I get to see.
It's not historic.
You brought back what? You could not bring it back because of what?
It was Horton Hears a Who, and I've read it many times. I don't need it
anymore.
He
couldn't figure out what he heard.
Who?
What?
Who? He is a what?
I don't believe you.
It's actually a Who in German.
Okay. So speaking, I can't do German now. Speaking of, going back to speaking of DC Comics.
Mr. Segway.
German Comics.
DC Comics has officially licensed Fiberglass Freak, which is a company that makes crap, to recreate the 60s Batmobile for only $150,000. They only make
Fiberglass Freak. That's the name of the company?
That's the name of the company.
Okay. They make cars.
Yeah, they make these specialized cars. Right. They only make 8 a year. And it comes equipped with it's road ready. You can actually drive it. It comes with radar wheels, custom bat spinners, a DVD player, an LCD screen, a high-end stereo. It has the bat wing-shaped tail feathers. It looks like the 60s Batmobile. And afterburner. It has working flamethrower for the afterburner. It's an actual car you can buy for $150,000 on the road, drive it with the flamethrower coming
can
out of the back.
Can you lease it? Maybe get a lease of that.
Does it have a parachute?
What if it rained?
Supposedly it has everything. It's supposed to be like an exact replica of the actual things. It didn't say if it had the parachutes, but according to the pictures, it had something on it.
What if it rains? It doesn't close.
You gotta get the optional bat shield is not you gotta hold the bat shield up.
Do they give you the bat tarp?
They give you the bat umbrellas.
Well, what those guys?
They're shaped like bats too.
You remember
the car with the umbrellas riding on top of
you? You remember that they actually had the people follow the Batmobile around whenever they did the emergency bat turn to collect the parachute. Man, that's what they do. They have the crews follow you around with an umbrella to put on top
for
of
$150,000. They should. You should get like some serious roadside assistance with that.
Like that must be the easy way to catch Batman. Where's Batman going to be? Let's follow those guys who collect the parachute up.
Let's not talk about that show. Nobody ate that show with a bigger spoon than I did when I was a kid. Wow.
Oh my God.
It was alarming.
Where did he keep the bat shield?
He didn't. I wondered that, but I wondered that way later than I should. I realized that when I was like 15. I should have realized that when I was 7.
The law of physics did not exist on his utility belt.
It didn't.
That's all.
I wanted that utility belt. It was awesome. It was just a belt with a bunch of pockets.
Oh my God. All he did was reach behind the cape and boom.
Yeah, this big shield came out, which I guess you need a shield.
Did it actually have the words "bat shield" on it? I'm wondering.
Yeah,
if it did.
No, it just had a bat symbol on it. But I like that the horde of henchmen who were going to shoot them waited until he erected the shield.
Wait! He's not ready yet. Not ready yet. All right, now we can get him.
Okay, now shoot. Hey, that shield's dynamite.
Yeah. If you did that in Brooklyn or the Bronx, he would have been on the floor, losing blood, with his hand behind his back.
And then one of the henchmen would have been like, what is this? Is this a shield or something?
What was he
I'm
going
taking
for?
This.
That's my souvenir. That's my trophy. That's my trophy.
It's mine now.
Speaking of Batman...
Mr. Segway.
Speaking of Batman, I don't know why I started this. This is
Christopher
terrible.
Nolan has finally gone on record to confirm that he will be directing a third Batman movie. Nolan says, "It's becoming inevitable. I'll put it in that way. I feel myself falling into it, I guess. And I guess it all figured out, and I'm pretty excited about what we're doing."
Fall into getting a script, Nolan. You had a script for Inception that you wrote yourself, so obviously...
He can write.
Yeah. So maybe jot some stuff down for this new one.
Well, you see, highest gross.
A lot of people are but a lot of people are saying now that that movie is overrated. That's a big Beltway opinion. That's coming. It's a backlash. Of course, they will. They'll say that about any super popular movie. I mean, they're ripping Avatar to pieces after everybody and their sister went to see it. So So it doesn't. I mean, I guess that's going to happen. But you know, when it comes to a movie that I don't like, I respect it.
Okay,
because I'm all for them when they agree with me.
All right. So he's it's going to be the final one in his trilogy. That's it for Batman.
Really?
Yeah. As far as he's concerned. One, and then he's going to go off and do Superman.
I thought.
He's going to be producing.
Oh, producing?
Yeah,
is that
producing.
Isn't Zack Snyder doing
Superman?
Yes,
that is the. Speaking of Superman.
But wait,
Mr. Segway.
Zack Snyder speaking of Superman. Wait a minute. So we're going to have to wait until the third Batman movie is directed and comes out before he goes to produce the Superman movie?
Not according to this bit of news. Zack Snyder, who did 300 and Watchmen, says that he'll start working on Superman as soon as he finishes his next movie, Sucker Punch, which is due out next March. The Superman film, with a script by Goyer and Nolan, is expected to be released around Christmas 2012, assuming that John Cusack wasn't right.
Okay. What?
John Cusack, 2012, you're coming to an end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
I was slow on that one.
Never mind.
I feel bad.
We apologize to all the John Cusack fans out there.
I was like, is John Cusack going to be Superman? This is terrible. I'm leaving.
Yes.
How do I get these headphones off?
So that's 2012, and that's what's going to happen with the Superman movie. So Batman will be...
2012, Superman.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a movie about how Superman never saves anybody.
He saved the plane.
And it'll be about how Superman is useless, just like Batman. It's like the last two Batman movies are how he makes no
Batman
difference.
Batman didn't do anything in the movies. He was just hanging around being Batman. He got a car.
Yeah, basically what he ran over a bunch of cop cars.
Voice like this.
Yeah, he ran over a bunch of cop cars in the first movie at a church.
Yeah.
And then that blew up in the second one. So he had this little bike. And he rode around. And he let a whole bunch of cops get shot. And didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then
that's it. Then Morgan Freeman saved everybody.
Yeah. And he saved the Joker. That's the only person he saved. And Commissioner Gordon's son. He saved him. So that's somebody.
Hey, one person. Yay. speaking of movies being released in 2012.
Speaking of movies.
You jumped the gun.
No. We were doing.
I was being expedient.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was more expedient.
You broke up the act.
Yeah.
You
ruined it, Mark. Now we're not doing it anymore.
You wait till we're done.
Ended it. Yes. You ended it. It's over. No more segues.
See what you did. I blame you.
As we mentioned many, many times before, George Lucas is going to convert all 6 Star Wars films into 3D. But the first movie will be The Phantom Menace, starting in 2012.
Yay.
And then he's going to release one per year in 3D until the 40th anniversary of the original Star Wars release.
Is it re-releasing the theaters? They're coming
in
out
the theaters
one per year.
In 3D, one per year.
Everybody's going to complain, and it's still going to make a mint.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Now, the question is it going to make making them the. Do they add that to the total because it's in 3D, or is it something different now? Because he wants to beat Titanic.
He doesn't want to beat Titanic.
He does.
All right. Well,
and Tom, what is this? The search for more money.
A mountain of money it will make.
It's not going to beat Titanic, and it's not going to beat Avatar. There's no way. It's not. I don't believe it will. And it's inflated prices because it's also 3D. So
right.
We've already discussed why that won't even count.
But they'll fudge the numbers, and it'll be top.
In every movie, though, they're putting 9 extra minutes of stuff in that they didn't have.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm lying.
Well, I remember the Avatar 9 extra minutes.
Yeah, I never even saw the 9 extra minutes in Avatar. Yeah. Was that any good?
More
time on Pandora. I've been there.
Now
it was cracked up to be.
The funny thing about the 3D release is that a recent box office study convincingly argued that audience, as of now, are already getting bored with 3D movies. So when, what was it, 2017 comes around, who knows if they're going to care? It's just Star Wars in 3D. They might not even care when Jedi comes out.
Yeah, maybe.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, they'll still go see it. It'll be an attraction to go see Star Wars in 3D anyway.
Yes.
3D never really goes away. Because 3D's been around since since the 60s, or since before that. So it really doesn't matter.
But they're saying that it might not be as big of a moneymaker as he wants it to be. So,
whatever it's going to make, they're going to write underneath that they were disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very true.
Only made $8 trillion and the studio was disappointed.
There was
a blizzard that week.
It underperformed. Boo-hoo.
File under Mr. Segway. Speaking about 3D, a Japanese company has just come out claiming that they've developed a television set that will show 3D movies without you having to wear special glasses.
Wow.
Yes, I heard about that, actually. It's
Japanese.
Yeah. It's going to be...
Diabolical. Why doesn't anybody keep an eye on them? They just keep sneaking things in. We're not even surprised anymore. It's coming from Japan.
It would be surprised if it came from here.
We beat Japan? That's not possible. We must have stole it from the Japanese.
But here's something. Here's something. Yes, here we go. Speaking of stuff in real life.
Mr. Segway.
Barbecue sauce.
Ray.
Well, no, that was stuff in real life.
Yeah.
I understood that. Go ahead.
Raytheon Sarcos, a company, a military company with just military contracts, unveiled a real-life mechanical exoskeleton suit that dramatically increases the strength of the person wearing it. So basically, they have their own Iron Man suit.
No way.
It is called the XOS2, which is still a prototype, and it needs to be attached.
So there was one before that that we didn't hear anything about.
That,
there's a wake of bodies behind that one.
It was like RoboCop 2, blowing up people dead. Yeah, it's the XOS2 is a prototype that needs to be attached to a hydraulic engine in order to operate. But they're working on it so that it will be an independently onboard engine eventually. And the company hopes that they'll have the suits in operation within the next 5 years. No word on whether they plan to equip the suits with rocket boots or repulsor rays.
Wow. I have no comment.
Wow.
I'm going to stop making jokes with my news.
Yeah, well, no, make good ones. Don't stop. Just make good ones.
So, yeah, so the Americans made a Iron Man suit.
Hey, America.
Actually, it sounds more like the rig that Sigourney Weaver wore in Aliens as opposed to Iron Man.
Yeah, but
that would still be cool. That would terrify.
I thought that thing was cool.
That would terrify a bunch of Indonesians or whoever we're going to make war on with an exosuit after by the time 2099 comes around or whenever that's supposed to unveil itself.
5 years. So yeah, 2099. That's right on track.
Trust me, 5 years. We're not going to hear a thing about it.
Okay.
Where's my flying car? I want the flying car. How
we got
come I can't?
Submarine.
No, what? A flying submarine.
No, we got a submarine.
A flying submarine. Oh, you're really not sharing. God in heaven, flying submarine. You know what? Next time you come with enough for everybody, okay?
Calling Admiral Nelson. Calling Admiral Nelson. This is the Sea View.
Hey, Nick Fury's got a flying aircraft carrier. Why can't we have a flying submarine?
God. A flying submarine.
I still have so much more news to go. I can't even hang around the flying submarine. I got to keep on moving.
The show will be the news.
Coming out of this December this year to help settle out a debate between Archie and Reggie from Archie Comics, President Barack Obama and Sarah Palin will get involved as student government campaign spirals out of control in Riverdale High. The Obama-Palin story will be a two-part comic in the Archie comics. So they're, Obama and Palin.
Obama and Palin in that comic should hook up and go find out what happened to Annie.
Annie's
still
the
being chased by the butcher.
The cliffhanger, yeah.
I think those two guys should get together and Annie out.
It's going to be a natural because they're like living the comics in real life anyway.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, God.
Let's not get political.
Supposedly, in the comic.
The views that came from the radio.
Supposedly, Obama and Sarah Palin are going to share a milkshake together at the local malt shop while they discuss politics in the comic.
Her milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, all right. So
Jesus wept.
I could have said it better. There you go. You go.
Speaking of Archie Comics.
It's Mr. Segway.
Archie Comics.
To celebrate the first sold-out printing of Kevin Keller's debut issue, if you remember, Kevin Keller is the first openly gay character in Riverdale, in issue number 202 of Veronica Comics.
First openly gay character. Yeah. There's one or two other gay characters.
There were a lot of stuff going on there.
Tommy, who was he being gay with?
Archie Comics is going to go back to the presses for a special limited edition variant cover to print run. Will be featured a remastered and recolored cover. Archie's CEO says, "We never thought Kevin Keller would be so hot so fast. It's been a thrill to see how well people have welcomed Kevin into their lives. His introduction was always about keeping the world of Archie Comics current and inclusive. It just made sense that at the time. We couldn't be happier and widespread that the support behind Kevin's continued presence in Archie Comics."
It's a comic book. You haven't welcomed anyone into your life. And you read a comic book and you didn't think
it sucked. Well, they paid for a comic.
Yeah, but that's it. Wow. It's not like, you know, oh, we've let them into our homes, you know. I made a bed up for him. He's sleeping in my spare room. It's got nothing to do with that.
You're welcome into in your home is a phrase that they use.
Fine. Well done.
Right.
Can you imagine that group like putting down the book? I'm welcoming him.
Yeah, he's coming here. I'm just got like here. A cardboard cut out of the guy.
Welcome you to our
in the corner
world of other gay books
other
that we read.
Gay books that we read.
I don't know.
Which is like one, like one other gay book.
See, I would say speaking of comic books, which are, may not be gay.
I can't even think.
Liquid Comics unveils an unlikely new superhero, a Muslim boy in a wheelchair with superpowers.
Question.
Yes.
How do you read a Liquid comic? I'm confused.
Well, you watched Liquid Television in the 90s.
I did, but every time I did, the television burned out. Come on. Come with that joke.
No.
Come with me. No.
Hey, I fell flat with my own two jokes. You're on your own with that one. The new superhero is the brainchild of a group of disabled young Americans and Syrians who were brought together last month by the Open Hands Initiative, a nonprofit organization founded by U.S. philanthropist and businessman J.T. Snyder.
Jonah Jameson.
The early sketches show a Muslim boy who lost his legs in a landmine accident and later becomes the Silver Scorpion after discovering he has the power to control metal with his mind. No, that's
just metal?
Yeah, just metal. So it'll,
all right, well,
like, yes, he makes a wheelchair out of metal and he controls it. So he's like Magneto or
it's
something.
It's diverse. It's all right.
Yeah,
so sorry for them to be a little bit behind in the origin department.
Well, but, how many people got blown up by a landmine?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh,
I'm
the just, metal part?
How does he control metal? He just discovers he could, you know, if anybody who got into some kind of horrible, heinous military accident discovered he had some kind of residual superpower from it.
We have
he'd be pretty awesome.
We have a Johnny from Queens who wants to have a comment with us. Yes, Johnny, you're on the air.
Hello. Is Charlie there?
Yes, he is.
Charlie, you remember me from Queens?
Do I remember you from Queens?
Used to play drums in the nightclub underneath the Jamaica Avenue.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember me?
So I guess you do remember me, Jimmy?
Not really, Johnny.
You should mail a picture to the studio.
I need a little more than that. I played for a lot of people in there, Johnny.
Johnny May.
What was your last name?
May, Johnny May.
Johnny May.
Well, at least I can say
I may not remember you. I hear people laughing in the background. Is that nice to do?
No, nobody's laughing in the background, Johnny. I'm just trying to figure out. There were so many people. Do you remember the nightclub?
The guy forgot the name, but I remember the guy with the gray hair, the owner.
Wrong nightclub.
Oh, well.
Yeah, guy never had gray hair.
I can safely say that Johnny, being the winner of the easiest person in a contest out there, he actually won the T-shirt and the poster, so congratulations on that. So, yay, Johnny.
I have a bridge for sale. You idiot, it's me, you jerk.
Yeah. What
Herman,
a surprise.
Like we all were just mouthing your name. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good, Herman. You're the undercover best, guy. Herman.
Listen.
Yes. How come you're not in the studio, Herman?
You know, because I had a showcase. I forgot you were my boss. I had a showcase.
No, don't forget again.
What?
Don't forget
again.
Yeah,
one bride, check this out. One bride came to the showcase and she said, "Oh, I already booked you guys. I just want to hear you." I said, "Why are we here? You know?" Oh, by the way,
so relevant.
That metal suit that the Army's wearing. Well, yeah. Another thing I saw on Oprah Winfrey.
Wait, you saw that on Oprah Winfrey?
There's a guy with a metal suit.
My wife watches Oprah Winfrey.
You watch?
You
have a species of an ape that. They think it's going to talk.
A species of an ape that's going to talk.
I
forgot
so
the name
Herman?
Of the ape, but it's another a fourth species of an ape.
Well, I apologize.
He had the triple name.
It's a baby. No, I'm not kidding around. I got it on tape. I got it on a DVR. I'll make a DVD for you guys.
Wait, is it a tape or a DVR?
It's a DVR, but I can make it a DVD
the species
from the DVR,
is called Hermantius
right?
Sergius.
they think it's going to talk. You know, that tells, if that thing
you'll
talks,
have someone to talk to. No.
If that thing talks, Planet of the Apes becomes fact.
Okay.
No, I swear, it's on her show.
Are you okay, Herman?
Wait a minute, I'm late. Let's reiterate here. Now, on Oprah's show, which, you know, anything she says is gospel to me.
I'm Johnny to you.
All right, Johnny, listen. On Oprah's show, what did she say about this ape?
They found this in the Congo, right? It's another species, the fourth species. And my wife says, Herm, you got to look at this, right? So I'm watching, and this thing is a baby now, but they said it has a gene for the power of speech.
Wait, so the monkey's wearing jeans?
Yeah, he's wearing jeans.
On Oprah.
Jordache. Yeah.
So Oprah brought out a monkey wearing jeans on Oprah? So this is what she does for her final season?
So now, Herman, they're saying this is a little infant monkey now,
right.
Baby monkey. And when
jeans.
It grows up, it's going to be able to speak.
No, it's going to have a gene. They found a gene in it that has a power.
The gene has the power.
And fire lasers out of its eyes.
So if they found a gene in the monkey that has the power of speech, the monkey will be talking by what age?
I don't know.
Will he say
four,
banana?
Five? I don't know.
In other words, if it is instructed, it will be able to speak.
Yes, I have it on tape. I have the proof.
All right, relax. I'm just trying to get the what's going on here.
I'm telling you, we're coming. Yeah.
So you better get your XO2 endoskeleton to protect yourself now.
Cows, they don't believe me.
Herman. I'm finding
man,
this.
Man, we miss you.
I'm finding this interesting.
Yeah, Charlie, don't fall.
Hello, Mrs.
Charlie.
Herman.
Hey, Cal. Oh, wait a minute, everybody.
Charlie, I'm being tortured for 28 years. I need somebody to help me.
This is Carol, ladies and gentlemen, who has automatic sainthood because she's married to Herman. There is a place in heaven for her.
No matter what she does.
I just walked in from work and I heard him say they're taking over, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I need to go back to work.
Oh my God! And Carol, tell everybody, how long did he carry that paper around him that said they were going to make another Planet of the Apes movie? Yeah, see, she's laughing. She can't even say how many years. Oh, my God.
Now it's the creature from the Black Lagoon. He just told me that this morning.
Oh,
I'm
going
to make a remake. I said to myself, for the last 12 years, he's been telling me this.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
Carol.
You guys have a good night.
Thank
Here
you, Carol,
is.
And we're so sorry for you. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
you
Mama.
You told me you had the show. You taped the show. You're making me look like a fool.
We don't do that, Herman.
No, there's
up?
No effort whatsoever.
Why are you telling the news for an hour already? My God.
Because we have a lot of news. We were backed up from last week because you asked
doing
a question.
Superman movie?
You asked Garib a question without actually asking a question. That took up a lot of time.
So, anyway, Herm.
I'm the only guy called up. Leave me alone.
Herm.
Do you want your prize on a stick?
So, Herman.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
By the time the Apes 4, it'll be able to speak.
By the time the Apes 4 be able to speak?
I had a showcase in Jersey.
We got that part already. From the desk of Herman Sinergia, we already know that you had a showcase.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
So,
Tom's
all right.
All right, good.
So we want to finish with the news. You going to stay with us? Or you gonna
stay with us,
I'll stay with you a little bit, yeah, but then I have to beat my wife. No, I'm going to kidding.
No, we don't have to.
Well, I know for a fact that that ain't happening.
Yes, because, you know, she will.
Herman will be in your obituaries next week.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
All righty.
I didn't say it's a beans. I didn't say I'm going to beat you. I said we're going to make beans now.
Oh, that's what
happened. Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
okay.
Moving along.
Quickly.
Emma Stone.
Go ahead. I'm on the phone.
Emma Stone has just been cast as Gwen Stacy in a new Spider-Man movie. The executives.
Emma Stone, be cast for the life story of Lizzie Lohan. Go ahead.
Execs say that it has been an incredible journey for us to watch Emma Starr rise as an actress. She is extraordinarily talented and has very special on-screen spark that is perfect for this role of Gwen Stacy.
I don't know who she is. Who is that?
Emma Stone. She was the girl in Zombieland. She was the girl in Easy A. I believe she's in Social Network.
Oh, okay. That kind of, she's going to be Gwen Stacy?
She's going to be Gwen Stacy, yes. All right,
interesting.
So that's the love interest for the new Spider-Man movie. And it turns out that Emma is an actual real blonde, so she's been dyeing her hair for all these parts, so she'll be a natural blonde for the movie. So how about that?
Hey, whoa.
Wow.
it's coming together.
That's too bad for her, though.
Spider-Man.
Because we all know what happens to Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, but she didn't, what happened in the other one. She's still alive.
Obviously, those others are being erased now because they're remaking the whole thing. So
The Spider-Man movie will be begin production in December. And it will hit theaters in 3D on July 3rd, 2012. Yeah, that's another one.
Yep.
All right, so let me see what's left on my news. Oh, so now we're going to hit the sad news, because I think that's all I have left. Oh, no, happy news.
Hey.
Flintstones.
That's happy news? Wait a minute.
The Flintstones have now reached the age 50 landmark. The first episode aired September 30th, 1960.
Wow.
The show is really called The Gladstones. It was basically an animated version of The Honeymooners. So congratulations to the Flintstones on that.
Tom?
A little bit of trivia. Wilma Flintstone was the first character in a reoccurring animated TV cartoon to be depicted as pregnant.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Even though they slept in two separate beds.
With Pebbles.
Jackie Pebbles. Got mad when that cartoon came out.
Did he really? I think he got flattered. If he got mad, why didn't he sue him?
No, he got mad. He said, "You guys are copying my concept." Don't forget, that was his concept.
Yeah, The Honeymooners.
The Jackie Gleason show. He made a little segment like The Honeymooners, and then it became a show.
But how come he didn't sue them if that was the case?
Well,
he was so
going
upset.
Into that, but I don't know what happened, but he was mad. I saw that on the news.
No follow-up questions for you?
Excuse me?
So you're not allowed to have follow-up questions either?
No, that's what I heard when they were talking about the
50th anniversary of Flintstones.
Yes.
And speaking
of... You forgot one more thing. They're doing the Monsters.
You've been mentioning that for a long time. We don't have the official answer. From the desk of Hermes Nurture here, the official Monsters are coming out?
This is true. They're doing the Monsters.
Okay.
They're not going to be like the Monsters. They're just using the title. Channel 4 bought the title.
All right. We're going to make a show called The Monsters about any monsters, and it's going to be called The Monsters.
I heard it's going to be like The Monsters Meet Twilight.
Oh, with glowing,
it's going to be like a vampire thing. I read that.
No. Really?
Yeah, it was in the paper. I read it.
It's going to be like canceled after episode 2.
It'll be like Lone Star, two episodes gone. More happy birthday news. Charlie Brown. Peanuts premiered on October 2nd, 1950, in 8 newspapers. So,
He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
It began as a daily strip, and since he was 4 when the strip aired, premiered, I guess is a better word.
As long as he wasn't stripping while he was 4.
he'd be 64, so 60,
Charlie Brown, 60
year anniversary
bad.
Of he's Charlie young. Brown. Yeah, 64 is pretty young. I remember when 64 was old, but that was
yeah,
was
that
like
was
two.
Way back when, yeah.
All right, so now I finally have the sad news. It's a whole bunch of sad news.
Finally. I like he says finally. We've waited a long time for this terrible news.
Last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, we were talking about what happens when you reach 100, you get the letter from the president.
Right.
Well, it seems
Palin.
That Gloria Stewart, best known for a role as Elder Rose in Jane Cameron's Titanic, she died at 100 years old. So she waited for that letter. She got it and then kicked the bucket.
Did she get the letter?
Yeah. Her birthday was July 4th in 1910.
She
actually got the letter and then she died. Afterwards.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, she was done.
She got the letter. That's it?
Yeah.
The only way she got the letter was in a bottle in a ship.
You know, I knew someone was going to say that, but I didn't think it was going to be you.
That wasn't even anywhere in my thoughts.
So, yeah. That was a creepy Herman laugh. she has been besides being in Titanic, she was stars in roles such as Old Dark House, Invisible Man, Prisoner of Shark Island, My Favorite Year with Peter O'Toole, Mass Appeal with Jack Lemmon, and The Million Dollar Hotel starring Mel Gibson and Mila Jovovich. So she was survived by 1 daughter, 4 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. So how about that?
Yeah.
Also, in sad news...
Mr. Segway.
Tony Curtis, Oscar-nominated actor, died at the age of 85 last week of cardiac arrest in his home. Known for films such as The Defiant One, Sweet Smell of Success, Spartacus, Operation Petticoat, and Some Like It Hot. Ironically, he, speaking of Flintstones, he also did his own voice of Stoney Curtis in an episode of Flintstones. So yeah,
right.
So he was 85. So that's another sad one.
I feel
one
bad.
Down.
I really like Stoney.
The only
right
one
up
I
there with leather Tuscarosa. The Tuscadera. Yeah. It's a Tuscarosa.
He played the Harry Houdini.
Horrible with that girl that played Pinky Cassadero.
Tuscadero. Leather Tuscadero.
And
Happy
Days.
Yeah,
I saw her in a monster movie. I think it was...
Susie Quattro. Never mind. Move on.
Yes, more sad news. Lax comic standing judge Greg Giraldo has died of a result of an accidental overdose. Greg Giraldo, who was part of many Comedy Central roasts, most recently David Hasselhoff's roast, was found unresponsive during a party at a hotel in East Burbank.
Oh, God.
He was scheduled to perform on Saturday to mark a National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month. He was 44.
Wow, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. What was his name again?
Greg Giraldo. He was an Italian guy. Kind of looks like a Jimmy Pompa.
Yeah. Goon.
Yeah, how about that? That's like, wow.
Yeah, kids, don't do what I do. Don't be like Uncle Giraldo.
And he was only 44.
Like me now.
Don't do what I do. Don't do Uncle Herman. Don't do Uncle Herman.
Don't do what Uncle Herman does. It'll be bad for you.
And finally, more of the saddest news of all. Well, not that the other people weren't.
Tony Curtis was pretty sad for me this week.
Yes, well, each one has their own sadness,
right.
And we do not make anyone any less sad.
True. Right. Okay, fair enough.
Producer Stephen J. Cannell, producer, writer, creator of shows as The Rockford Files, 18, 21 Jump Street, died at the age of 69.
That's
he
young.
Passed away at his home in Pasadena, California, on Thursday night from complications associated with melanoma.
Oy.
Yeah. So that's wow.
There's a funny story. Can we lighten it up a little bit? There's a funny story that Tony Curtis told. I think Diane Sawyer, you know, when they did an old interview in 2003 about Some Like It Hot, he said the seamstress was a guy, and he was fitting him for the dress and everything. Then he went up to the seamstress went up to Marilyn Monroe and says, you know, Tony Curtis has a nicer butt than you do. And she turned around to the seamstress, yeah, but Tony Curtis, he opens up blouse. She said, Tony Curtis won't have these.
You know, actually, speaking of Tony Curtis, he was actually interviewed many years ago, obviously, that he said that when they asked him how did it feel to kiss Marilyn Monroe, he said that she kisses like Hitler. It's a true quote, so that was amazing that he would say
that. Well, okay, here's my next question.
Yes.
When did he kiss Hitler?
Yeah, how does he know how Hitler kissed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she have a mustache? Did he get tickles or something?
She kisses like Hitler.
Rough.
And we'll never know now.
That's a stumper.
We'll never know. Thanks for, letting
for
us
that,
know
Mark.
That, Mark, because now I'm going to be going home kisses like Hitler.
I wonder what Hitler kisses like. That's the question in my head, but... Yeah, so going back to Stephen J. Cannell, his last thing was a recurring role in the show Castle, which he played a third-generation Californian. He also wrote scripts for Ironside, Takes a Thief, Adam 12. So he was, Stephen J. Cannell. If you remember, he writes the little typewriter and then he throws it away.
He rips the paper out and it goes into the logo.
So yeah, that's
which was pretty cool when I was a kid.
That is something. That's kind of sad. And
he used to have the polo shirts with the collars up.
Yes, yes.
He used to keep the collars up.
Yeah. So let me see. I think I hit.
Hey, are we ready for our first break?
Yeah, we hit on news. We'll take our break and then we'll sign off for the show. We'll be right back if it came from the radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps.
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And we are back. We had such an interesting conversation about the blob. It was the, as Tom, the floating blue head of knowledge, tells us, it was the first unofficial Baccarat song. So,
hit song. First unofficial hit.
From Burt Baccarat, yeah. Yes. And that's Herman Cernogia, in parts unknown, which we still don't know. But he's with his wife, so I guess he's all right.
Can't be that far away, because she's down to Earth.
That's funny. So, we are back. We're almost out of time. So, Herman, you still there? Yes, we're still on. We're on. We got about, 5 minutes left. So, actually...
Nice choice, Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Herman's like
Tom. Herman's not really here
he's
today.
He's like cheap insurance. He's like liability only. You know?
See, this is why you're supposed to listen to the show.
Hey, how was the green slime, guys?
It was tasty. Thank you.
It was slimy.
Please send more.
It was slimy.
I told him I just listened over and over to the song.
Green slime.
That's the one.
Well, yes, no one knows what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, so we're, for a little backstory, he gave us some green slime videos to watch.
It was very nice of him.
Very nice, thank you.
Did you know that I was...
a great news show. That was good.
Oh, yeah, speaking of news, we actually got the information that Lawson Clark lasted exactly 4 seasons. So.
4 seasons?
Yeah, so
okay.
There you go.
So it did. It was
a bona fide hit. Right. I guess nobody wanted the syndication then.
And for more unofficial news, it took me 5 days to finish the birthday cake that that I got from your party. By the way, Mark had a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, it turns out that I have the same birthday as Charlie Brown.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, September 30th. Yeah,
September 30th.
How about that?
Did you get that thing signed I gave you?
He turned 97.
Bruce Campbell's going to be at this convention that you're supposed to be going to with us
on this
weekend. Oh, that's some news. We will be at the New York Comic Con, which is tomorrow. No, tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8, 9, 10.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
The day after the day after tomorrow. The day after the day after the day after tomorrow.
Yes. And celebrities such as Shyamalan's going to be there.
Mr. Devil. We wouldn't throw him down.
Elevator. Elevator. I'm telling you, it should have been like...
Mr. Elevator.
That's the question I'm going to ask him. Did you ever think about naming Devil?
He would not have been
taken
seriously if he named the movie Elevator. He would not have. It would have been funny, but it's only funny in hindsight.
Yeah.
All I know is our friend Bria Tai is going to be there.
Yes, she will be there taking pictures pirate outfit that's not a pirate outfit.
She's not wearing a pirate outfit.
Yeah, she's going to be a non-pirate outfit.
The movie The Devil?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it had its ups and downs.
That was actually funny. That was so only, bad. It went all the way around.
Only because of the laugh that came after that. The maniacal. I laugh at my own jokes.
So, yes, we will be there. Hopefully, actually, we had some problems with the uniforms that we were going to be wearing, but hopefully we'll be there.
I wasn't going to wear the uniform anyway, so let me just...
Hat.
I would have worn a hat.
So, yes, we will be there. We'll be around. So if you come up to us and say hi, we'll be greatly appreciated. We'll be having stuff. Flyers to give away.
I won't be appreciative. I'll probably stare at you.
You'll stare him down?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Walk up to a sign and have a staring contest. And we'll give you a prize.
I'll win because I'm going to wear sunglasses.
Oh. I'll be on the corner at the Javits.
signing
books, books.
Yeah, so that's what you can do. We're going to be giving away flyers, and you can give it to Charlie to sign the flyer. Any book you want. He doesn't even care. He'll just be signing stuff.
I'm just so I could say I was at a book signing. I don't care.
With 2 minutes left, I'm going to give you a less than a minute, Herman. Do you have a final thought on the news for today?
Yeah. Look for bed bugs. Don't let them bite you when you go to sleep.
Wow, that was so worth the 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Hassan,
let's never listen to Herman again.
Okay.
You always say every day I'm
going to listen to
Herman again.
Charlie, a final thought?
Not after the bed bug thing, no. Just anybody who's going to Comic-Con, enjoy it. Say hello to Bria. Say hello to us. We'll all be out there.
Yeah, we will be there, and hopefully we'll have someone to get away the prize on a stick for next week, then.
Oh,
you still have it. Prize on a stick.
Yeah, we'll give it away next week. It won't be out there.
Prize on a
stick. Still nostalgic.
Call now.
Get a prize on a stick.
So that does it for this week for a special extended news edition of It Came From The Radio. Appreciate it. If you miss any part of the news, you can always go online to www.itcamefromtheradio.com. Archives will be up finally. Hooray.
Hey.
We also are on podcast places such as iTunes and Podcast Planet.
Right.
And if you actually subscribe to our RSS feed, subscribe to our RSS feed. You can actually have the shows directly sent directly to you. We also have a Facebook page up and running, which is awesome. And we're also on Twitter, actually, believe it or not.
We tweet.
Yeah, we're crazy like that.
We tweet now.
We're tweeting, we're Facebooking, and that's everything. So we'll see you next week, and I guess try to catch us at the con next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You have been listening to It Came From The Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
Previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.